Baruch Hashem, we're continuing to review Shana Betochen, and we're now in the middle of reviewing Perek Dalet. Perek Dalet is the Perek that brings everything we learned in Perek Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, and bring it into the categories of life that he enumerates as being seven categories in life. And in the class, he pointed out a very interesting message, lesson, that Rabbi Bach is teaching us. Life is divided into seven parts. And each and every part of them, he's explaining us how we can live with a betachon, which means emunah and betachon, and how we can apply emunah betachon to every part of our life so that we live with menuchas hanefesh. So in this search for menuchas hanefesh, emotional health, simcha in life, simcha sachayim, here he's telling us there is no category in life that emunah and betachon is not to be used to achieve that menuchas hanefesh, that simchas hachayim. Because there is no part of our life that is not made from Hashem without a purpose. Every part of our life is created. Emunah means our life is connected from, created from Hashem with a purpose. So there is no part of our life. Say the part of life, like it says in the beginning of the psicha, say the part of life which is Torah, which is the religious part of our life, which clearly Torah mitzvahs, and say the past olim things, worldly things, which is we say everything should be done l'shem shemayim, memela chodrachadeyu, and you should know the Eibush in all your ways. That means there is no part in our life that is void of bringing Hashem. Actually, in Peter Gimli, he says that this is one of the reasons Hashem wants us to do shtadlus, because he wants us to imbue and to use the life that we do outside, in the world of work, in the world of obtaining everything we need to live. There we should be tested and see how we're going to act with Eibush wants or not. So here, you can hear somebody saying, giving somebody chizuk, the person will respond, the young man will respond, like a young boy with yeshiva. He's going through a difficult time. He's in yeshiva, and his friends, he has having a difficulty with having friends. And we're trying to chazik him, and the response the boy says is, don't tell me about Hashem now. Don't tell me about Hashem. Like he doesn't want, how does a yid who knows, how do you think could be a place where the answer is not something that's coming from Hashem, because our whole life is created from Hashem and for a purpose in Hashem. And obviously, if you want to find simcha there, so we have to use our seichel. But it's not that to find reasons other than it says in Torah. We have to understand, like he says, and I want to share with you a piece where he says in Shara Avedis Elikim, about seichel, why it's important for seichel. When we use our seichel, we use our intelligence, it should be an intelligence that's guided, or the intelligence of Torah, because that's going to be the real intelligence. When a person's looking for coping mechanisms, he's trying to think that there's somewhere in his life he's pained by the lack of friendships, and he's looking for ways to find it that is not explained through Torah, or the purpose of why he has to go through difficulty. He can find reasons that besides Torah is a mistake. Fakert, where can you find the chizuk? Where can you find the answer for, and not only the answer in terms of answering it and leaving it there. The way to go, to understand the challenge that the Son of Hashem is giving you to turn it over, to make it good, is only dafka and Torah. So he says in Perek, in Shara Avedis Hakim, he says like this. He says, the seichel is an etzem ruchni. Seichel is a ruchni zdika thing. He says, gives three reasons, but I'm choosing the second one. And seichel comes from a spiritual realm. That it's a stranger. Seichel is a stranger between physical bodies, and the taiva that's in the person, which is connected. The kechav taiva gives you. I say this: the person's taivas, and that's where the body is dwelling, pulls the seichel to it. And it strengthens the body. So how is the seichel going to be able to overcome the pull, the gravitational pull, of the physical world? And the seichel, since the seichel is a stranger, He doesn't have a mechazik. He doesn't have a chun with a mechazik. He doesn't have a chun with a mechazik. He doesn't have a friendship. Everything's against it. And Memele, Menadin Sheh, Hayushiach, should become weaker. Memele, Menetzach, Davashitcha, Baby Olav, he has to have something that's going to push away the Tkecha Taiva. And the Taira, he says, is the Rafua, the Choli. The Taira is the Rafua, the healing. For the sickness, Mecholya and Nefoshis, from the sicknesses of the Nefesh, for emotional health, Umatvi Amides, and disease of personality. So if a person tries to understand himself purely with Seichel, without taking the lessons from Taira, then he's not going to get the real seichel. He's going to get a seichel that's polluted, a seichel that's wrong, and he's going to come out with the wrong answer. And that's why, if I can't, any question we have, and that's the lesson we're going on Perek Daled, we're going to work on this for the next few lessons. A lesson in Perek Daled means that we are going to take in Yonim of Amunna. We are going to take the Yusaydis, the foundations of Amunna. We're going to take the foundations of Betachan as they are explained in Taira. And we're going to understand the Api Seichel. And now, Seichel is a Keruchni that has the Keruch of Teira. That's true. And it's above the gravitational pull of the world. So a Melech could overcome the bribery of the body and its search for its own pleasures. To pollute and to bribe the Seichel to think things in the wrong way. And this is clearly the way to get the real. As we always say, B'tachan is not a coping mechanism. It's not something that works just today because they understand a certain way. B'tachan is the truth, the emes of who you are, the emes of why you were created, the emes of why Hashem created us. And with that, we can talk and not only understand and mechazik, we can reveal the good that's hidden, and we have a revealed good in everything we do.